Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, I know him, and the American people know him. Thank God for him. He can save a show faster than you can say Rumpelstiltskin. Here he is. We just call him Joe.
Damn, Mitch. Well, what did you do to me there? Hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do nothing for you.
Well, you know,
I just calling up to talk to you.
That's all you ever do, Joe.
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
I like that commercial about Social Security, though. Good old Roosevelt. What do you think?
Well, he was good until the brain hemorrhage, and then he wasn't worth jack.
Yeah. Hey, you know, in them days, too, you know, like, I forget what the situation was, but, hey, they shot him from the waist down or something, you know, just like...
No, he had polio. That wasn't actually an assassination attempt. He was in the wheelchair from polio.
Hey, Mitch, were you on last night talking to that
was
kid
I
about
on?
The basketball game?
That might have been a replay.
Was that, yeah. Well, I was eating some ramen soup.
Pardon me?
I was eating some ramen soup.
I see.
Right? I like the chicken and mushroom, right? But I'm getting
Why
tired of
it. Why do you say
it.
Right?
I ate it in a service, and but I'm finally getting sick of it, right?
I don't know the answer to any of these questions.
But hey, Mitch, I was dying. It was funny to me. Hey, he was a cute kid, too.
Well,
I thought it might have been your son.
No. My son was killed in a boating accident today.
Don't say that.
Well, I
won't. No, let's not say that.
Why?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because it didn't happen.
How do you know, Joe?
Fortunately.
It was a boating accident that should never have happened because, first of all, it was on a lake that was covered by ice. What the hell he was doing out there in a boat in the first place, his mother and I have been asking all day.
Well, us Polish people troll in the winter all the time. Excuse me.
Anything else?
Oh, no, Mitch, soldier that died in Kuwait?
Yes.
Hit by their own people?
Friendly fire, I believe they call it.
Mitch, I always coordinate with a fire direction center, which was, you know, in a... infantry squad or something like that was probably the mortar platoon or we always had somebody deployed to the FDC, right? And which we knew who had on call. I would like to see what the hell happened there. I mean, it's just a tragedy.
What?
Hello?
Yes.
It's just a tragedy how that got mixed up like that, and it didn't get confirmed, reconfirmed, or even if who made the call, you know, who made the call, how it could get mixed up like that. If it was a microprocessor glitch or somebody's in the wrong place, it's just a miscommunication. I mean, I wouldn't do that. No way, no how. Unless I had direct control. You know, normally forward positions have direct control, you know, or they have elements on call or what have you, or that's, you know, back when I was there.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it just, we need to find out and we need to know, you know.
Let me see if this creates a flashback for you. What images come to mind when you hear this, Joe?
Mitch, you know what images come to mind? Is that the Blackhawks would come in, right? And it would be 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and them rotors would be no more than a foot apart, and we'd load. What was that called? It's not a landing zone. It's a pickup zone, a PZ, or whatever. And they would get us out of there, and that's how tight it would be. That's how good they were.
You're still having nightmares, right?
No.
Oh, all right.
Oh yeah. Mitch. So, yeah. Mitch, not them. Well, I don't know yet. I don't. Who knows? You know, Mitch, who knows?
Ask me.
Hey, Mitch, you back in World War I or something?
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, when they had big rucksacks on?
Yes.
They had heart murmurs and palpitations because the sacks were so... Who knows?
Who knows, Joe?
Well, hey, I was reading that in Scientific America, as a matter of fact, because I was reading about Desert Storm, you know, and things of that nature, and Hey, scientific analysis, geez. Hey, who knows?
Who knows?
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
The governor's budget, right? He's talking, and he's kicking the schools. I heard on NPR this morning some of the administrators
now, do you think you're the typical NPR listener?
Some things I like.
That's how they get money. Go ahead.
You don't like that.
Well, I don't care.
Well,
they're not getting it from RF Mueller. They got to get it from somebody.
Well, Mitch, very informative in some things.
Thank you.
Mitch, well, anyhow, so she's putting out that accounting things while the budget.
How many kilohertz they kicking out over there?
Well, no. Just simple things like, well, the budget they're providing for this, but they don't understand that so many young people are coming up and are going to be into the schools, and it does not, the money does not cover that. And, Mitch, what the heck? They're in diapers, maybe. What kind of kids are coming up? How many more kids are coming up? What do you need to know? Reading, writing, arithmetic. What else? What? You got to teach these kids how much more? It's the basics, right? Mitch, everybody knows this, right? It's a dirty little secret. Hey, Mitch, reading, writing, arithmetic. Hey, good luck to you after that. Mitch?
Yeah. I hear you.
Even then I didn't have any good luck. Well, good luck to everybody else. More power to you. Make some relational contracts out in the world and network. That's where it's at. Yeah? Well, but, hey, Mitch.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's always good to know something, though.
Well, it is.
On the other side of the coin.
Yeah, on the other side. Well, I think once again...
But who knows something until they get out of high school? I don't understand. You know, and you're just kind of led, you know? You're just kind of led, and the majority is led in some direction. They probably don't even like. Well,
that's
I don't know.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Hey, Mitch.
Yep.
Thanks for talking to me.
Good talking to you again, Joe. Call anytime. All right.
Very good. Thank you, Mitch.
All right, bye-bye now.